We should presume, on the other hand, that behavior of our closest living relatives, at least, is extraordinarily complex. That they think, that they pretend, that they have intentionality, that they have goals. And we should try to understand that in the same way that we try to understand another culture. And to do that, we're going to have to start with a more complex hypothesis. We're going to have to say, for example, they have certain kinds of social rules and mores, and these rules and mores might be X, Y, and Z. That's a testable hypothesis. One person can have certain views, another scientist can have other views. You can pit your views against a body of behavioral data from looking at a group of apes. And we would not speak to them as though they understood, because we assumed that they couldn't understand. And by not speaking to them as though they understand, they don't learn to understand. When you speak to them from a very early age as though they understand, even almost at an adult level, as though they understand, they somehow come to understand. That's back to how mind operates, what common sense is. Language is sort of the home of the mind, and it's how we trade pieces of mind back and forth and how we learn to coordinate our behavior. We're processing the whole implications of that context. So when I overlay some words on it, it makes sense. But if you had those words in isolation, they would make no sense. And that's what scientists typically try to do. They try to teach words in isolation as though the meaning was somehow packed inside the word and had nothing to do with anything else. We think because we can look up words in a dictionary that the meanings reside in the words, not in the interactions between the people. And that's a big mistake. You're making sense out of the world from a common framework. And when you do that, you need very few words to be exchanged between you for a lot of information to actually flow, because most of the making sense is from your joint knowledge and your joint common way of processing things. This is why people from different cultures have trouble getting along. This is why people can't just walk right in with the bonobos, because they're not processing a whole range of events in the same way. A child that's retarded may not have the cognitive capacity or the vocal tract capacity to make a clear sound. So they're at a disadvantage that way. And they try to talk to people, and people count them out. They don't talk back. They don't talk to them as though they understand. If you give them something as simple as the keyboard that Kanzi uses with these symbols on them, and you hook that up to a speech synthesizer, then if I'm a child that is retarded and I punch banana or I need to go to the bathroom, that comes out and you can hear it and you know what I've said. And it's amazing how just sensing that a child can do this will make a person open their eyes and say, wait a minute, this child, there's somebody home. Yeah. There's a light bulb on. Yeah. I better change completely how I'm talking to this child. Even if they don't really have very many words and can't say very many things, the fact that they can do anything deliberately on purpose radically changes how the whole family, the church, the school, everybody treats that child, and then that child starts to blossom. So